The Click and Go Travel Podcast, fueling your wanderlust with far-flung, off-the-beaten-track destinations to just across the water and everything in between.
Welcome back to the Click and Go Travel Podcast. This week, we have a very exciting episode where Paul and I will be chatting all about new cruise ships that are launching this year and next year. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Jill. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Really good. I'm really excited to be talking about one of my favorite topics.
New cruise ships?
New cruise ships and cruising, just cruising in general. Yeah, can't wait.
So in 2025 and 2026, there's a good few new ships coming on the market for people to get away on.
Yes, like the cruise lines are absolutely brilliant. What they are great at is innovating.
Yeah.
And constantly doing research with their customers. A new cruise ship costs in the order of €1 billion.
Wow. Wow.
€1 billion, $1 billion. Like, there might be a little bit of change, but there won't be much change out of €1 billion. So when you're making that level of investment, you really have to get it right in terms of your audience, the learnings from your previous ships, what the consumer market research is telling you. And it's just so exciting when new ships launch. And like all of the main cruise lines, every one of them has something new to talk about this year, next year. So, and I've done two of them already this year, and it's
only
May.
Very lucky.
Yeah, very spoiled. I don't really have a proper job.
So the two that have already launched that you've been on is Norwegian Aqua with Norwegian Cruise Lines.
Yes.
And then MSC's World America.
Yeah. Let's do Aqua first, as it was the first one that I was on. So that's, as you say, from Norwegian Cruise Lines. And it's what they call a Prima class ship. So when cruise lines build new ships, they usually build three or four or maybe five of the same class. And as they go and they get, you know, maybe one per year, they refine it. But Aqua is the third of the Prima class. I was on the launch of Norwegian Prima. You then have Norwegian Viva. And we now have Norwegian Aqua. And they must, I think, have picked the name Aqua, like obviously water, great name. And the cruise lines are really good at picking the names of their ships. But also on Norwegian Aqua is the very first in the world Aqua Slide Coaster, which is like a roller coaster. And what's the word? The tubes, you know, the slide tubes things that they have. So they have that combined.
Wow.
So they have a roller coaster and a water slide combined. That was the word I was looking for. Water slide. Oh my God, terrible when you get to this age and you can't get your words right. But yeah, so that's what they've done. And they have some absolutely great fun things on board that ship. And it's a really lovely ship. Like, I've sailed Norwegian for ship launches. I think you did too. You've been on one or two Norwegian Bliss or Encore or something.
Yeah.
They just keep getting better.
Yeah.
They really just keep getting better.
Great cruise line.
Aqua's just a stunning, stunning ship.
Yeah.
And it has all of the really nice things about Norwegian cruise lines. It has great dining, great entertainment on board. And it was just a class act from start to finish. Like, I have some great photos, great videos. We'll have them on the website.
Yeah.
And there was quite a few of the team on board Norwegian Aqua.
Very good.
There was a really good contingent of Irish travel agents on board. So the Irish travel agent community knows Norwegian Aqua really, really well now. And they got to enjoy the theatre. And the theatre is brilliant because the theatre on this particular class of ship is a theatre, you know, as in set out with proper theatre style format. But in the evening time, those chairs all fold away and it creates an amazing dance environment.
Oh, very good.
So really, really cool. So it turns into the nightclub at nighttime, and yeah, it was just
great.
Food was
great,
entertainment was great. The cabins are just really, really lovely, nice and spacious. Because for me, this class of ship, it's a large ship, but it isn't large in terms of the number of passengers that they have on board. Okay. So you have an awful lot of public space and areas for bars and restaurants and lounges and just quiet sitting areas. And, you know, then they have a lovely ocean promenade deck where they have, you know, hot tubs and they have swimming pools. And that's down around deck 9. And what's also lovely about it is you have that kind of indoor-outdoor vibe going on. So you have a restaurant that has an indoor section, and if the weather is good, an outdoor section attached. So like, you can dine inside or outside depending on how hot or cool it is. It flows around the ship. It goes right out over the edge of the ship. Very innovative, and just really, really lovely. An absolutely great experience all around on Norwegian Aqua.
Good. And did you ride on the Aqua Slide Coaster?
I did. I managed to do the Aqua Slide Coaster. It was very good. Yeah. It shoots off and, you know, then you're through the tubes and it's just brilliant through the water slide. Really, oh, really excellent. Good. Yeah. Thoroughly enjoyable and lots to do on board. And what it is, as is the case for a lot of the Norwegian ships, great multi-generational ship. Like so much to do, whether you're a family on board, whether you're couples, whether you're kind of parents with kids and parents with grandparents. It's going to tick the boxes. Really nice food offering on board. And the Norwegian concept is, as we have from our podcast with Aaron, it's all around freestyle dining.
Yeah.
Eat when
yeah.
you want, where you want. No reservations, no main dining. Very relaxed, very casual. No kind of dress code. Just, you know, be respectable.
Yep.
Wear some clothes.
Very good.
Yeah.
Great. Well, we go over to the next one you were on. So yeah. MSC World America.
Yeah, so this was out of Miami, and as the name would give you some idea, this is very much for the American market.
Okay.
So this ship is now based in Miami, doing Caribbean cruises, Eastern Caribbean 1 week, Western Caribbean the next week. Really quite a large ship, but again, it's so well designed and so well thought out that they have effectively created neighborhoods on board, so you never feel that it's too large. You have an indoor promenade and an outdoor promenade, and you have ocean view balcony cabins, and you have promenade view balcony cabins. So very clever design with great onboard facilities, really easy flow through the ship. Absolutely some of the best kids club facilities that I have ever seen.
Wow.
Like I have to say, in terms of the kids club offering, MSC just do it so well. They have partnerships with Kiko and with Lego. And it's right from 3 months up to 17 years of age. Superb. And it really gives a family a great concept of a holiday. The parents can definitely relax. There's babysitting facilities on board. So you have everything. And they have also gone big on fun. They have the cliffhanger on board MSC World America, which is slides. You have four seats. And they're on like... you'd have at a fun fair, you know, this
swing.
Kind of swing that,
yeah.
that would go from side to side. Apart from this swing goes from side to side, but goes right out over the edge of the ship.
Oh, wow.
So it's right on the edge of the ship, right up on deck 18, 19, 20, the highest deck. There's like two swings in one area and two swings side by side. The little bar comes down and holds you in quite tightly, and it does hold you in tightly.
Okay.
And then it swings you out, and your feet are dangling, and you are dangling over the edge.
Wow.
So that's Cliffhanger. They have some great water slides up there. They have a great ropes course, which I did, bumper cars. And the great thing is, all of those are totally included and free of charge.
Wow, that's
so
great.
They've gone big on the fun piece, great pools, plenty of space. Because it's a large ship, it's really wide. You have a lovely adult-only area called the Zen.
Okay.
Area.
Zen. Very fitting.
And it is zen.
Yeah.
Because, you know, again, on a big ship, you're going to have a lot of families.
Yeah.
So on that basis, if you're the adult only or you're the family with kids and you want a bit of peace and quiet and they may be in the kids club, you can head off to the Zen deck and the Zen area. And it really is lovely. Pool, hot tub, nice sun deck area, nice and calm, nice and quiet, and a bar to make sure that you're well lubricated. So a really lovely experience. And then all of the itineraries at the moment with MSC World America take in MSC's private island, which is called Ocean Cay. Yeah. And we sailed to Ocean Cay and it is just breathtaking. It is paradise. Okay. They bought this Bahamian island. It's hard to believe this, but at the time they bought it, it was being used as a dump
okay.
for metal.
Oh, right. Okay.
They cleared all of that. They did a huge amount of research in terms of sustainability and the environment.
Yeah.
The metals that were on the island had been leaching into the sea and had damaged the coral. So in clearing it, they stopped that metal leaching into the environment. They totally rejuvenated the reefs. They have a research center, environmental center there. They're rebuilding and regenerating the reefs with the scientists on the island, working really, really closely with the local government in terms of what they're doing to the environment. They've planted something like 700,000 natural local trees and bushes on the island to help the island maintain its nature status. And it's very calm. And all your benefits from the ship transfer onto the island. So you dock literally at the side of the island. You walk out of the ship. 5 minutes later, you're swimming in the Caribbean. So it's the perfect thing to do. Because so often when you're on a ship, you're on the water and you want to swim in the sea,
yeah,
but you can't. You know, there's no immediate access from your ship into the ocean. Yeah. So this is the perfect antidote. Like, you dock at Ocean Cay, off the ship in a couple of minutes. You're the only ship, or the only, like, it's MSC's private island, so it's only for them.
Yeah.
They generally only have one ship at a time on the island. Okay. They have restaurants and bars on the island. So you're, if you're all inclusive, your drinks package is on the ship, your drinks package transfers to the island. And it's just bliss and lovely beaches and, oh my God, the water.
And how long would you stop off there, like on a cruise?
They do at least one day. We were okay. Very lucky because we overnighted.
Oh, brilliant.
And we had a white party there that night and a light party. And they have a beautiful lighthouse on the island. And as I say, they have that ocean reef research and regeneration area that you can go in and visit. So really, really cool. So MSC World America is very much for the American audience. Okay. It's part of the world class of ships. So for MSC, this particular class is their world class. So they have MSC World Europa, which was launched 2 years ago or thereabouts. World America, Asia is coming, and other world class ships are coming down the line. And they are really, really amazing, amazing ships to be on. Every consumer, again, appealing to a very wide cohort, a very wide audience of families, adults, multi-generational, great food concepts on board, great entertainment on board. They have a beautiful botanic garden, which is their indoor pool area, and it's a sliding roof, and that comes off if the weather is warm. But if you're in any way inclement weather, or if you're doing maybe a different itinerary, the roof can go over and you're in this absolute bubble called
brilliant.
The Botanic Gardens.
Oh, that sounds
stunning.
Sounds brilliant.
Stunning.
Brilliant. Well, will we go over to the next one that's launching next in August? The Royal Caribbean Star of the Seas is launching.
Yes, Star of the Seas is an icon class ship.
Okay.
So, and this will be the second icon class ship that Royal Caribbean are launching. And like for Royal, they just do things at a level, you know, and it really is about the onboard experience, whether it's the amazing aqua aerobics at the very back of the ship, whether it's the ice skating on the ship.
Yeah.
And it's different facilities and different themes on the different ships. So Icon is launching. It has the Absolute Zero ice skating. It has the largest water park at sea. When Royal do stuff, they also focus on that neighborhood concept.
Yeah.
So even though the ship itself might be quite large, by breaking it down into different neighborhoods, it just makes it very easy for the guest on board to find their way around.
Yeah.
You know, with Royal Caribbean, you're looking at great onboard facilities, amazing family concepts. And that's really what we sell Royal Caribbean for very, very well.
Yeah.
Tying it up with some time in Orlando and then some time in the Caribbean on a ship. You know, and that works incredibly well with the family market. We've some great offers, as you would have seen last week with Kathleen and the team on Allure.
Yep.
Which is an Oasis class ship. They have just an amazing fleet. I think Royal Caribbean have something like 29 ships in their fleet. So Star of the Seas will be the newest member, and that's launching this summer, August, and Icon class. So can't wait to see that, because they have launched Icon fairly recently. And they also launched Utopia.
Yeah.
And those ships, if they're going to be based in the Caribbean, are going to focus on calling into Royal Caribbean's private island.
Yeah.
Which is Perfect Day at Coco Cay, which is, you know, again, another superb itinerary stopper in terms of allowing the consumer to get off the ship.
Yeah.
Enjoy the Caribbean, enjoy the sea, enjoy the beaches. And they have water parks and they have water slides. They've more of a kind of fun focus on Perfect Day at Coco Cay. And I believe from talking to the Royal Caribbean people last week, they have more perfect days coming. I think they have a perfect day for Mexico.
Oh, brilliant.
And other destinations and other plans that they're doing, because the guest on board really loves the concept.
Yeah.
They love getting off and exploring and having a private island all to themselves with the other guests on the ship and just all that has to offer. So can't wait for that one to get launched. A really, really great addition to the Royal Caribbean fleet.
And not long now, like you said, just in the summer.
Yep.
And then will we go on to Celebrity's new ship, XL?
Yes. So XL is going to launch towards the end of this year. It's going to launch in November.
Okay.
And XL is an Edge class ship. Now, I think I have been on nearly all of the Edge class ships. Like, it's a tough job, folks, that I have. But, you know, like the cruise lines like to get you on board so that you can experience it.
Yeah.
So Edge obviously started, or the Edge class started with Celebrity Edge, and then they had Apex, Beyond, Ascent, and now XL. And these are quite unique because these ships were very innovative in terms of what they developed. So they, in terms of the accommodation, they created cabins whereby the balcony is almost included in your cabin.
Okay.
So you have an infinity balcony cabin. So imagine that the balcony is in your room.
Okay, yeah.
But you press a button and the window drops right down. So it drops halfway down. Like, you're not going to fall out, don't worry. It drops down to kind of normal safety height. But what it does is it brings all of that extra balcony space that you use but seldom use into your cabin. So your cabin is substantially bigger as a result. And you don't lose the balcony because you have that button. You press it. Your seats are there. You can sit and take in the views and take in the great oceanfront balcony that you have. So a very clever idea. And that was one of the innovations from Edge Class. And they also have the great thing called the magic carpet.
Okay.
So you know it's an Edge Class ship when you can see in the middle of the ship this orange side, the side girders that go up and down the ship. And that supports the magic carpet going up and down. It's kind of where the carpet sits. And you can go on, you can have drinks, you can have meals. Different groups can hire it out for exclusive events. The pod within the magic carpet is also a tender.
Okay.
So if you're tendering, which means you're not docking at a port, but you're docking in the sea, the little tender takes you into the port where you're docking. Yeah. But again, you know, so classy. Like, I love Celebrity because for me, it's just contemporary, luxury, very modern vibe, very unique. I feel for me, even though Celebrity attracts a family audience, it's more an adult market for me. I'm sure Val from Celebrity would probably give out to me for saying so, but I just think it is more that pitch. It is more that feel. It definitely feels like a hotel at sea. And has been more designed as a hotel than a ship. And that's what you can see with all of these new ships now. The design concept is moving away from a real shippy type vibe to definitely more contemporary hotel feel. So Excel really is superb. And they're going to have Bazaar on board, which is a multi-level space that blends the ship and shore destination with great food on board. And Celebrity is just really, really well known for its food offering. It's second to none. Yeah. Great spas on board. Lovely product. My very first cruise was on Celebrity Infinity up to Alaska.
Oh, very good.
So yeah, can't wait to see Excel. It'll be really nice. And again, what they will do is they will innovate. They will take all of the learnings and the best bits from Celebrity Edge, Apex Beyond and Ascent and include them in Excel.
And then another one, Virgin Voyages are launching Brilliant Lady as well in September this year.
Would be Virgin Voyages' fourth ship. So they're a very new brand, a very new cruise line. They started in 2020, tough year given it was the pandemic. And they had Scarlet Lady, they then had Valiant Lady and then Resilient. I was on Scarlet Lady last year out of Athens up into the Adriatic, up into Croatia and Montenegro. And their ships are perfectly the same class. And that's what the cruise lines do, as I said at the top. They will build three or four ships that are quite identical. They'll refine and improve and change it slightly. And they just do clever things. You know, the one big call out with Virgin Voyages, it's adult only.
Yeah.
And, you know, the itineraries are very much Med-based or Caribbean-based. A really lovely feel. And the only adult-only product in the ocean market as such in the mainstream cruising. Very closely associated with Richard Branson being Virgin. And they've loads of innovations. They're trying to move away from the traditional cruise vibe in terms of even their language. You know, it's the crew rather than the customer, you know, the staff on board. And they're very casually dressed and very helpful. Great food offering on board. Great entertainment on board. You don't buy a drinks package, you buy a bar tab. Great gym facilities on board, great fitness classes, all included in the price. And they also include all your soft drinks. So a nice touch in terms of what they offer and something different. So Brilliant Lady will be launched in September this year. And that will bring to four the number of ships in the Virgin fleet. So they are really becoming a very strong contender in that market and attracting a lot of interest, mainly on the basis that there's no kids on board.
Yeah, some people like that.
And if you have kids in your families, you're spoiled for choice with many of the other brands. Yeah. So that's what Virgin are doing in terms of carving out that niche for themselves with the adult-only market.
Great. And then the last one for this year is Star Princess from Princess Cruises.
This is going to be a lovely ship. I was on Sun Princess last year. So Star, which is launching in August, is what is called a Sphere class ship.
Okay.
So again, in this case, Princess have created a Sphere class. Sun Princess was the first one.
Okay.
Of the Sphere class, and Star Princess is the second, and it was just lovely. For me, Princess are very traditional at what they do. You really know it's a ship.
Yeah.
Great food on board, really calm, relaxed atmosphere, maybe less of the bells and whistles.
Okay.
Kind of vibe, which, you know, is very appealing to the audience that buy Princess. Yep. A really, really popular cruise line, very, very comfortable. Great food on board, good entertainment. And they kind of focus things into the center of the ship with Sphere class.
Okay.
So they kind of have this kind of atrium auditorium area in the center of the ship, and everything, you know, buzzes off that. And then at the front, they have this gorgeous dome, which has the kind of entertainment area, but it also floats between indoors and outdoors.
Nice.
And the pool also indoor, outdoors.
Yeah.
So Star Princess is going to be debuting August of this year. And they have that Park 19, which is a great adventure zone for kids of all ages. And that's on the 19th deck. Some really nice deck space, some lovely sun space, and some great itineraries with Princess. And we always have amazing rates for Princess. So like, people should this year think about it and have a look at the value proposition that they're offering. Really excellent, and great to see another ship. So that's like, that's how many this year. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 out of the core cruise lines that we have, 6 new ships. So a lot of additional capacity. And one really important call out, because I think sometimes the cruise industry gets a bit of a bad rap for the environmental piece. The newer ships are way more cognizant of all of their environmental requirements. They will all have port power, which means they're plugging into the power at the port, which is usually generated by solar power in most of the destinations they call into, rather than using engine power. They're using liquefied natural gas rather than oil. They're using like all of the basics on board around no plastics and no single use plastics. That's all clear. They're printing an awful lot less on board, more so using the app. But the design of the hull and the design of the ships is to help them flow through the sea with less noise to the sea life, and also less vibration, which means that they're using less fuel. So it's just so clever what they're doing with the engines, the hull design, the bubbles, and all of the other kind of energy efficient recycling innovations that are on board. So for all of these new ships, we're seeing much more environmentally friendly, much more sustainable investment in the industry. And I have to take my hat off to the cruise lines. I think they do a superb job at, you know, honouring their credentials in that regard.
It's brilliant. Really, really good. Well, thank you very much for those insights on the 6 new ships.
And don't forget, like, our guys know all of these.
Yeah.
Our cruise team are just the absolute best, because for any one of us who goes, we all come back and we do great training, great immersive training, great sharing of our videos and content between our podcasts or our YouTube stuff that we push out and our social media content that we push out. You can see, because you'll have seen all of the content from Norwegian Aqua and from World America.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, it's really well worth looking. But then if you have any questions or you need to know more, our guys are just the best.
Yep, just waiting for you to give us a call.
Absolutely.
Great. Well, thank you very much for listening. And we hope you're as excited as what we are for the new cruise ships launching this year. And if you have any suggestions or anything you'd like to hear on our podcast, please email us at podcast@clickandgo.com. And if you want to follow us on our social media channels, we're on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and we've also got a YouTube channel. Thanks very much for listening. And thank you very much, Paul, for all of those insights.
Thanks, Jill.
Thanks. Bye.